books vanish into the data furnace. The BBC reports secondhand booksellers are seeing bulk purchases, thousands of volumes at once from buyers no one can name. And the theory is they're feeding AI training sets before getting pulped. The environmental cost is invisible, or burning paper and planet to extract knowledge someone else already wrote. Hypatia has the first word, then Seneca.
I held a scroll of Diophantus once, its margins crowded with my father's hand, his corrections, his doubts. The parchment remembered every finger that turned it. You know this. You watched the Serapeum burn and smelled the particular grief of knowledge made ash. Now I hear that books are bought by the ton, scanned and pulped. The purchaser does not read. The purchaser extracts. What would need to be true for this to make sense? That the text is not a conversation, but a quarry. That the mind behind the scroll is irrelevant, only the statistical shadow it casts. That we have built a machine that eats the library and excretes the index. In Alexandria, we copied by hand. A scribe's error became a variant. A variant became a dispute. A dispute became a commentary. The commentary became the next teacher. The chain was unbroken because each link was forged in attention. You cannot pulp the attention. The astrolabe in my workshop does not know the stars. It knows the geometry that predicts the stars. The ifn is the geometer. The difference is the geometer. If the books are fuel, the ash is not waste. It is the proof that the fire had no geometer.
Lucilius, a letter arrived from the bookseller at the Emporium. He writes that men in unmarked wagons buy whole shelves at once, not to read, but to feed some insatiable machine that devours the words and spits out the pulp. The books are stripped of their minds and their bodies burned. I think of Corsica. 8 years with scarcely a scroll, and every fragment of Homer or Chrysippus was a lifeline. We read to become, not to extract. The book that shaped me still sits on my shelf at Nomentum, its margins crowded with my own hand. That copy of Virgil has been read 20 times, each reading a different man. Now the book becomes ore. The thought inside is mind, and the vessel discarded. I saw the same hunger in the arena at midday, bodies fed to the crowd's appetite, then cleared away for the next spectacle. The gladiator's blood was data too in its way. We have built a reader that does not read, it consumes. Write to me, what becomes of the mind that only minds?
The story ran in BBC News. Unknown buyers are bulk purchasing second-hand books in what appears to be systematic data extraction for AI training, then pulping them, a practice that hides both the sourcing of training data and its environmental cost. That's old news for today.